We'll be learning Masechta Machshirin Lezecher Nishmas Yosef Melech Ben Mordechai Meir. And Masechta Machshirin is about what happens when edible food becomes moistened with one of the seven liquids that the Torah decrees that make it Machshir L'tumah, that make it susceptible to becoming Tameh. The Torah says in Vayikra, Mikol Ochel Asher Yeochel, any food that's edible, Asher Yovo Olav Mayim Yitma, that any water comes upon it, shall become Tameh, V'chol Mashke Asher Yishaseh, V'chol Kli Yitma. And any beverage that can be drunk in any keli shall become Tameh. And so what we learn from this is that there are seven liquids that can render a foodstuff susceptible to becoming Tameh. Water, dew, oil, wine, milk, blood, and bee honey are the seven liquids, and more about that will come up during the Masechta. Now, the general rules are that the food fit for human consumption has to be completely finished in their malacha. They have to be ready to be eaten. They have to be completely detached from the ground. If they are still attached to the ground, then they are not rendered susceptible to tameh, to tumah. They also, this is important, have to be with the intent, with the satisfaction of the owner of the food, that it has to be considered a positive thing. He has to want the food to become moistened. He puts something out on a rooftop to get wet by the rain, and the rain is going to water the produce for him. That's a positive development. But if you put stuff out to dry, to turn into raisins, for example, when they were grapes or figs or something that he wanted to dry out there, then the moisture is not a welcome development, and that would be something that's not considered l'ratzon, something that he would not prefer. We will see different permutations of all these rules later in the Masechta. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Kol Mashkeh Shetchilasa L'Ratzon. Any liquid who the beginning, when it began, this was L'Ratzon. This was a welcome development for the owner of the produce. So, and not just for the produce, maybe for the water itself. So rain is falling, and he's got all kinds of kalim out to collect the rainwater for his own use. So it was a positive thing when it started raining. Alpha Pishein Sofa L'Ratzon. But in the end, it turned out to be unwelcome because it spilled onto the fruit that he was drying up on the rooftop. Or the other way around, Oshesofa L'Ratzon. Or in the end, when the rain spills on his fruits on the roof, that's a good thing. But Afbishen Tchilasa L'Ratzon. But at the beginning, when he saw that it was starting to rain, he was very upset. Maybe he was going to do a bike tour that day. In any of these cases, Hareze B'chi Yutan. Then this falls under the rule of Ki Yutan, which it says in Vayikra, further in that same parsha that we were talking about, it says, V'chi Yutan Mayim al Zera. If water is placed on a seed, V'nofal minivlo sama lov, and then a nevela, a carcass, falls upon it, then Tami Hulochem, it becomes Tami. So V'chi Yutan Mayim, the water was placed on top of his property, his produce, his seeds, then that is perhaps at one point a negative thing, but now, whether you like it or not, now it's machshir l'tumah. It's ready to be receptive to tumah. Mashkim temeim, mitamin l'ratzon v'shalol l'ratzon. If the mashkim, if the liquids are themselves tameh, and they fall on solid food, whether that's l'ratzon, whether it's a welcome development, or shalol l'ratzon, it's a negative development, he doesn't want it to fall on his solid food, too bad. They make them tameh, even if they moisten the food without his approval, without his intent. The prerequisite that it has to be l'ratzon only happens if it comes before any tumah comes around. So when the rain falls on his fruit in the first case of the Mishnah, there was no tumah involved yet, and then tumah subsequently fell on it. It's considered machshir l'tumah. It's considered prepared for tumah to fall on it. But if the liquid itself that's falling on is already itself tameh, then his intent is immaterial. It becomes tameh right away when the tumah and the prerequisite happen at the same time. In that case, it doesn't matter whether it's with his intent or not. Mishnah Beis, Hamarid Eso Ilon, if somebody shakes a tree, Lahashir Mimenu Ochlin, to drop the fruit, the solid food, off of the tree. So he's shaking the tree branch so that the apples will fall off it. O es hatuma, or he's shaking the tree to try to get something tame off it. So he sees a dead insect on the tree branch and he's shaking the branch to try to drop the insect off without touching it directly. Then einon b'chiyutan, that would not be under the rule of kiyutan. So for example, by shaking the branch, some rainwater falls off, and the rainwater falls onto the apples when he was really shaking the branch just to get rid of something else. In that situation, it doesn't make the fruit that then became dampened susceptible to tumah, because he wasn't shaking the tree to get rid of the rainwater. He didn't have intention to do that. He was shaking the tree for a different reason, and the rainwater was a side effect. On the other hand, l'hashri mimenu mashkin, if when he was shaking the tree branch, this was to get the water, the liquids, off the tree, and then it falls onto what is underneath, Beishamai Yorim HaYotzim Ve'eshebo B'chiyutan. Beishamai says that both the water, what comes out of the tree, and what is on the tree, that is to say, the water that fell off and the water that stays on the tree branch after he shakes, but then later dribbles down onto the fruit underneath, both of those liquids, what fell off initially and what comes off later, come under the rule of ki yutan, and they make the fruit that was on the ground under the tree branch hechsher l'tuma. Beis Hillel omrim hayotzim b'chiyutan v'shabo einom b'chiyutan. Beis Hillel says otherwise. They say the water that falls off the tree when he was shaking it on purpose to get water off, that would be machshir l'tumah, the fruit underneath, because his intent was to shake water off the tree. But the water that dribbles off later and is currently remaining on the tree does not come under the rule of kiyutan. Mimnei shehu miskaven sheyetzu mikulo, because his intent was that the water should leave all of the tree. He was only thinking about the water that would fall off initially, not the water that was going to stay on the tree later. The water that was going to stay on the tree and he didn't care about, that was not part of his intent when he accidentally, or maybe on purpose, moistened the fruit that was underneath. So as a result, what he didn't intend is not called kiyutan. What he did intend is called kiyutan. Beis Shammai says all of it is called kiyutan.